And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, April 19, 2021. Today in the news, New York City real estate mogul Kent Swigg has secured a minimum of $6 billion in gold reserves to back his new cryptocurrency, reports Bloomberg. The value of the digital token, DigAU, will be pegged to the market price of the precious metal. Swigg, age 60, says that gold is one of the original rock-solid backings of all currencies. We're not reinventing the wheel here, he says. What we're doing is applying the world's stable backing to a very advanced technology. Well, Beijing has green-lighted purchases of billions of dollars in bullion. So is China preparing a new gold-backed yuan? Asks Zero Hedge. Well, in 2018, the Chinese launched a gold-backed yuan-denominated oil future contract. These contracts were priced in yuan, but convertible to gold, raising the prospect that the rise of the petro yuan could be the death blow for the dollar. And just last week, China became the first major economy to unleash a central bank digital currency, cementing its trailblazing status in virtual currencies far ahead of other countries. With all its gold, by monetizing it, China could kill off the dollar sooner than later. After years of delaying or skipping milestones, millennials are finally ready and may be able to buy houses, reports of the week. The trouble is twofold. There are only so many houses to buy, and 4 in 5 houses aren't the right sort of houses for first-time buyers. Home construction has lagged demand for more than a decade, and new home inventory is too big and too expensive. There's a simple solution, they write, to all of these connected woes. We need to make it feasible to build smaller, cheaper houses. As they did recently over gun safety, immigration, climate change, social justice, and the infamous bathroom bills, major business leaders have protested new voter restriction efforts in state legislatures, reports Wall Street Journal. This business awakening should be celebrated as the recovery of a misunderstood pillar of America's industrial greatness. In 2020, the Edelman Trust Barometer found that 92% of employees expect their CEO to speak out on the issues of the day. And surveys have found that CEOs are among the most trusted voices in society today. So American business is sparking a spiritual awakening. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.